Just try to understand this. When I see practically, my father has got head. His father has got head. His father has got head, 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 head. What? The ultimate father, 5 years old, has head. What senior poor person has, gentleman has done that he has got head? This nonsense theory is saying the God has no head, God has no leg, God has no hand. In person means he has no head, no leg, no. That means and somebody says he's dead. And why? That you have no eyes, that when you see it like this, that you are blind. If I say that you have no leg, Indian might say you are lame. In this way, when I deny your senses, that my that means I am calling God by illness. That you are blind, you are lame, you are unless, you are rational, like that. That is just rare. Calling God by illness, that is just rare. What do you think, is that? When you say, oh my Lord, we have no leg, we have no hand, we have no eyes, that means you are blind, you are lame, you are unfit, you have no sense, you are nonsense. So this is prayer. This is just prayer. So we have to fight vigorously with this rascal impersonalist and voice. When I was talking, somebody left the meeting in the hall. Yes, that means he could not tolerate. All these designations, rascal, mysterious, rest of the mankind. Yes.
Don't you see this impersonal is Vivekananda? He took sannyas. He came to hospital. Chamber. They are not advancing. They are coming back, falling down. While they have no engagement in devotional service, they say, oh, why you are finding God anywhere? Here is God, there is my man, this poor man. That's not advancement. They come down. Now they come down and they declare Narayan. The Narayan has become very good. He has found Narayan is very good. Very good. Very good means poor. There is no. This is manufactured once by Jivitan. So proud that when a beggar comes at your door, you should treat him as Narayana. It has simply high sounding words, but that doing excess for the Dalitra.
Yes.
We cannot start all these welfare activities of the world for their service. That I said this morning. They are trying to give help to the poor, but the number of poor is increasing. They are trying to give medicine or relief to the suffering patients. The patients are increasing. Hospitals are increasing. But if our number of deaths, Krishna deaths will increase, that is something sound. But they are increasing hospitals. What do you think? If we increase number of hospitals, does it mean that we are making progress? They think that they are. Just like in your country, there is welfare department. The expenditure is increasing. That means the social structure is very bad. Otherwise, natural procedure is that everyone should be self-independent. But why state has to give them help? Good. Maybe, just like a son may be very rich man's son, but if the father provides him only, then he is useless. Is it not? If the father has to provide him money for medicine, then that son is useless. That's not a good facility. Although you may be very much proud that I am maintaining my so many sons. Why is it meant? Let them self-support.
What can the state do? Can the state just leave the people alone?
No, they should make the citizens so nicely develop in their self-consciousness that they should be self-satisfied. That is the idea of it.
America is so far from that.
Therefore, it is not advanced. Although they are very much proud of advancement. This is not sign of advancement. According to Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Jasmin sthite gurunapi dukhena na vijalate. If one is situated in such a position, that even in the greatest type of dangerous position, he is not agitated. It's not that. That is the real happiness. Jasmin sthite gurunapi dukhena na vijalate. These are the words, Jasmin says, situated in such a position that although he is facing greatest danger, he is not agitated. There is one instance, not very long ago, say, about 200 years ago, there was this big Jamina, he was known as King, Krishna Nagar. So he was chanting in this court. He went to a Brahmin and asked him, he was the first man at Sora, can I help you anyway? And the Pandit said, no, I don't deserve you. And that's the fact. How we are satisfied? Oh, my the students, they bring some rice to my wife, boil that. And I thought this, can I tea, I take some leaves, to take some juice out of it. That's the fact. So he was inspired. That's all. But he was a learned scholar. Similarly, Chanaka Pandit, he was the greatest politician, was Prime Minister of India. He was living in a cottage and just seeing his instructor. So that is India's very civility. Everyone is satisfied. Now, no country, oh, you have to attend office fit by God. And because you have to take this trouble, Krishna has provided you car. You are Sri Janakman. You don't think that as I have got car, I have to go fix myself from my home. This is illusion. You are thinking you are a bad one. I am happy. I have got this car. This is illusion. Yes, Goswami was saying to my dad and his wife, fix myself. This poor fellow had to rise early in the morning. You see, and some happened. Then Goswami, you better give up this job. Just depend on Krishna. So he has given up. What is this? 50 miles going by motorcycle and motor car. How much serious is this? But it's still less than that, that you have done. And you, because there are many cars, therefore in your country, all the go. Wherever I go. Wherever you go, go. Up in the sky, go. And then when digging, cut, of course, you have got very nice city, nice roads, everywhere. But this trouble, you have created so many troubles. And there are news that one lady was taken. She became mad for this town. And I think they are thinking very seriously how to stop all these towns. Yeah. Is it not?
Especially they have these airplanes now.
Oh.
They make such a tremendous sound that they break windows or anything else.
Now we are in Jambu in Bombay. As soon as the airplane will come on top of the house, it is just like thunderbolt. Yes. At least I was feeling like that. Vajrapa. But this is called illusion. We are creating a civilization which is so much painful, but we are thinking that we are advanced. This is illusion. We are creating simply problems, and still we are thinking that we are advanced. And Bhagavad says, but there is no problem. Satsaiva heta prajateta kovida nalabhate gadabhamatam uparadhyata. It simply try for Krishna consciousness. And then how I shall live? That the answer is sallabhate dukkha badannatha sukham. Just like you don't aspire for misery, but it comes upon. It is forced upon you. Similarly, happiness also will be forced upon you, whatever you are destined to. So don't try for happiness or describing this. That is God. You simply try for Krishna consciousness, which without your trying, it will never be finished. You have to voluntarily try for Krishna consciousness, revive. Therefore, Krishna says, sarva-dhanmān parityajya māmetaṁ saranaṁ gaja. You do it. Because you have to do it. Krishna can force you to become Krishna conscious. But he doesn't do that. He doesn't interfere with your independence. He says, do it. Therefore, you have to try for it. Not for others. Other things already there. Therefore, the bath and this, there is no problem for it. Why your problem should be? That's like a prisoner, he has no problem for eating. The government supplies. He has only problem that he should not be criminal. That is it. He should try for that. No more I shall become a criminal. That is the real attitude. But he thinks he in the prison house he will say, what shall I eat? Now eating is already there. Even if you are a prisoner, the government has supplied, he's eating. Similarly, God has supplied everyone, cats and dogs, for eating. Why not for you? You have created your own problem. The real problem is how to develop this problem. Satsaiva heta prajateta kovida nalabhate yad dhammatāra. Krishna Kāsana says, yes.
These problems will take care of themselves if people don't
understand. Yes. There is no problem. At least we Krishna conscious people, we have no problem for it. Is it? Is there any problem?
No. We have problems.
This is practical. If you have any problem, join us. We'll have no problem for it. That I can guarantee. Wherever you go, we shall eat. Yes. No. Not afternoon. You have to do it in the morning when there is nothing. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, think like that. Just like this. Hare Krishna.
He
can't get some. But I think other engagements he cannot dance. Actually, there is no problem. Why there should be problem? There are 8,400,000 species of life. Out of that, human beings are 400. Out of that, 80% are anti-life. So all these living entities have no problem for it. These 20% are 15% people who are called as civilized, therefore. The created problem. At least in India, say, 100 years before, there was no problem for it, even for the poor. Shudra class, no, there is no, the society has so many. There is no problem. 1950 or say in 1933 or 36 in Vrindavan. Somebody wanted milk, some pilgrimage, amongst us, so went to a house. So can you supply us some milk? How much you want? So it was about 10 pounds. So she supplied immediately one woman. And when she was offered price, why should I take a price for 20 pounds of milk? You can take it. That is my practical experience. Milk was so freely available. So simply you are creating problems by godless things. That is the fact.
Once you said we are making solutions to self-created problems, we think it's advancement.
Yeah.
You created a big city and then make a creative solution.
Let's get example from your country. You are constructing so many highways, freeways, still there is problem. Still there is, even in the highways, sometimes blocks, highways. Okay.
London.
We do not dictate person to stop work. No, that is not all. You do your work, but this is not all. That is Arjuna. Arjuna was a fighter. Krishna never stopped him from his occupation. But you are taught Krishna consciousness. Even in battle. Try it. You want to see?
Yes.
A 1,000 tables of this size. This is 400 tables. That's 2,000 tables. That's because use very thin paper. Yeah. It is available after sometime. Yes, here in our center in India. No, it is nectar of devotion. Where are our other books?
My suitcase, do I bring it?
Yes. Krishna canvassing himself then. Krishna himself canvassing. Saru dharma, paritajya, mahamekam, sarva. Give up everything. How many people? We are canvassing on behalf of Krishna. He personally failed practically. So you don't expect that everyone is seeking someone. It is very difficult. So Krishna consciousness is very difficult. But it is the mercy of Lord Chaitanya that through this Hare Krishna movement they are coming. Okay. Otherwise subject matter is very difficult. How many gods?
Yes.
Oh, I know this. Everyone.
Our meditation consists of chanting the holy name of God. Or in fact, we are always absorbed in meditation because whatever we do on behalf of Krishna. So our mind, which is the center of our activity, is always absorbed by Krishna. The principle of meditation is to fix up our mind on Krishna. Just like Krishna said, always think of me, become my devotee, bow down to me, worship me, give your love to me. So if we want to go to Krishna,
that is the type of yoga. Yoginamatu sarvesam madhvata antaratmana. Sadhyaman bhajate jo man same yutta tamo madha. Anyone, Krishna says, he's thinking of me always within his heart with devotion and love. He is the topmost yogi, Yoginamatu sarvesam. This is Hare Krishna movement, as soon as you chant Krishna and hear it, immediately you think of, and the chanting is not done by any ordinary man, unless one has love, a devotion for Krishna, he cannot just carry with this word. Sadhyavan bhajate joma, antaratma, think of me. So this Krishna consciousness movement means, we are training people to become the topmost yogi. The practice is very simple. Anyone, when he chants Hare Krishna mantra, he chants and joins. In a small child, he also claps and joins. Therefore, it is a wonder in the aspect. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Kevala. Kalo, Nasteva, Nasteva, Nasteva. In this case, somebody can meditate such a way. It's very difficult. Maybe one or two persons can meditate, but that's not for all. But here, Krishna consciousness is chanting so nice that even a child can take one. It doesn't require that he should be educated, he should be rich, or he should be enlightened, no. As he simply the best part in this field. No man, we are chanting. There are some roaring. As soon as he begins chanting his song. This is authorized, this is recommended, and this is practically being now European and American countries. 4 or 5 years back. Yes. Chanting and hearing.
Yes.
The locked up. Mind is locked up. And because the Krishna vibration is locked up, then Krishna is locked up because there is no difference between Krishna and his name. Absolute. Krishna is absolute. Therefore, there is no difference between Krishna and his name, his form, his person. Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasavidya Purna Suddha Nitya Mukta Abhinnatya Namana. Because Nam and his naming being inseparable. Therefore, Nam is also Purna Nitya Suddha Mukta.
What
is the actual meditation means concentrate one's mind on Vishnu form. That is real meditation. But now they have been personalized that why did they have manufactured so many things? But actual meditation means
transcendental meditation.
Huh?
Non
transcendental meditation. The transcendental meditation means to think of Lord Vishnu.
This book
that now we have custom dividend is books are lying in the floor. But we have some custom clearance permission difficult. Just this morning we have received bills from Delhi and everything is complete. So now we shall get the book there within a fortnight. Yes, he should give us some place immediately home. Just like in Indore we have been, somebody has given us the land. Not only land, but they are going to prepare a temple out there, and the residential quarters we shall arrange to first. This land is about 400,000 square feet. So, if we get place, we can start. Our program is international. And it is not difficult for us. We can start a branch, it will happen with a tree. Begin as we have in Mundra to like that. Starting under the tree in the farm. Yes. To the member. Not to the public. It is very difficult for import, export, and rail tax being so many government has created. Therefore, our proposal is that
we don't sell. No. Simply, who becomes a member, we give. You give us something, and whatever we have got, we give. Business service. Not kidding, but the business family. Then, if you read our book, if you inquire, then we get opportunity to explain. And our distribution of books means that is indirectly propagating our mission. Yes. Therefore, we have adopted this way, that you remember. That's all. We have printed that these books are not for sale in India. Because the government, machine is so implicated. Sell tax, this tax, that tax.
Put
in India. Huh? But because here, there, we have no difficulty.
There's difficulty with the authority.
Not in India.
You can
sell it in India.
Huh? You can sell
it. Oh, yeah. Very well in America,
Japan. You can sell
it,
but not in India.
No. India can sell. But as soon as you sell, there are so many impediments. This tax, next. When you see that we have got enough members, so this money we should pay for our membership, this is utilized for starting press and reprinting. Yes. But another difficulty is this class of high class printing, we cannot have any. You have seen our Krishna book and teachings of Lord Chaitanya, any book. No, we took quotation from Times of India Press about our this Back to Godhead magazine. They quoted 2 rupees 12 anas, first price.
Now, at what price you can sell?
Very costly.
Very costly. Even if you pay, this nature, this type of book is very difficult to print. Such nice paper.
Even on U.S. standards, these books, although they retail for $8 each, they are worth at least $20. If you purchase a book of this quality, generally art books come like this, many color illustrations, they charge $20.
Yes. Seen that paper size?
Yes.
Is it all right?
Yes.
He wrote a bill I gave to such and such. It is gone. Like that. Yes? Why nobody should keep so much account? You do not know whatever you say, then if there is return or not. So whatever you take, you should see that it is written. Now you are asking how much or what is that? You take and you have to eat. Well, that small story. Got it back. From there, but got it back. Got it back. He took from there one card, one dhoti, one
shirt.
You got it? You have to find there? After reminding it? After reminding it? Why do you not? Whatever you feel, you must see that it is written. When I inquire where it is now, there are so many clothing, how they can see that out. You should know how much you have delivered and how much you have taken there. Good question. Find out.
That's
the best. Oh. Here's the mother. Yesterday, not yesterday.